Benilal says now that, as advice, the person should see to it to strive that during his lifetime he should try to cover as much all, or at least as many sforim, as possible. Cover means to learn through. Or, for example, we have the Tanakh, Chumashim, the Nevi'im, then we have the Shas, the Gemaras, we have the Midrashim, and we have, of course, the Sifrei Zeir HaKodesh, all the commentaries on the Sforim. All these make up the Torah. We have the Shulchan Aruch, the Shonim, the Achronim and Shulchan Aruch, Peskin. This results in an array of thousands and thousands of Sforim. Every one of these Sforim is part of the Torah. Benilal says a person should try to learn through all these Sforim during his lifetime. That sounds like an impossible task. Probably is. Yet, the person should strive to cover as much as possible. Go through Shas. You finish, go through it again. Meanwhile, don't ignore the other Sforim. Go through all the Shulchan Aruchs. Go through the commentaries, the Shenon, Achlinim, Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Kabbalah, Kisvi Arizal, and so forth. So that the result will be that then when you get to a discussion about the Sifrei Torah, you'll be able to say, "Why, I've been there. I've traveled there. I've been to this Sefer Zeir HaKodesh. I've gone through it. This Rishon, I've gone through it. Yad HaChazaka, the Sifra, is fought with an Abba Mzal. I went through that. Mention the Sefer, I was there." This is comparable, Benilal says, to the great, the princes, the lords, the high elite of society who boast about their travels. They speak about certain countries, European countries, Asiatic countries, Far East, and they boast, "Oh, I've traveled to these places, this remote island, this desolate section in Africa. Mention anything, I have traveled there." This is a status symbol with them. The fact that they are well-traveled and well-versed through the different parts of the world. Just as these people speak in the physical sense about traveling to remote parts of the world, so too should a person be able to boast where, when he gets to heaven, to Gan Eden, he meets the other souls there, they discuss, "Where were you during your lifetime?" "Oh, I traveled to the far remote corners of the Achrim, of the Shulchan Aruch, these Peskin, Shalas HaTshuvos, Sifrei Musar, this Sefer, I've been there, I did go through that Sefer." You mention any Sforim, the person will be able to say, the boast, of course, not in a conceited manner. They'll just say very happily, "Yes, I have been through the Sefer." This, of course, is something the person could be very proud of. He's gone through so many Sforim. In addition to the main fact, if a person learns very quickly, reads very quickly through these Sforim, he doesn't understand them well, Benilal reminds us again, if you go through Shas, for example, very quickly, and you don't understand it too well, because your mind is not that deep, you don't grasp it that well, but you are assured of the fact that when you get to heaven, the Gan Eden, there you'll understand everything you learned on earth and failed to grasp. All that will be explained to you there very thoroughly. You'll come there prepared with all these weapons, all the knowledge of Torah. So a person, you come there and say, "I learned through this, and now I know it." Imagine how he'll be looked up to as one who is so versed in these different sforim, one who traveled so far and wide. That's why the advice of the Benazal is that a person should see to it this lifetime to travel quickly, thoroughly, as far and wide as he could, in all the places, remotest corners of the Torah. There are so many thousands of Sforim. It is not an impossible task. A person could, if he wants to, devote time to each one of the Sforim. And again, if he guards the time of his life, he sees that no time is wasted. He'll find that, amazingly, there is so much covered, more than he ever dreamt is possible. You mentioned the Gemara says that a person sees a large mountain. How do you budge this mountain? The answer is that you take a handful, a shovelful at a time. Eventually, you'll find that entire mountain, or at least part of it, is removed. So too, you learned a page of this, 2 pages of this. Make a regular Seder of 4 or 5 different Sforim a day, you'll find that very quickly these Sforim moved. You've covered so many different Sforim, you never dreamt that it was possible to do in a lifetime. You find that it takes a short period of time. Many times a person undertakes to learn a certain given amount. He vows to himself, of course, vami blineda, that he's going to cover a certain Gemara, a certain Masechta, let's say in a period of 3 months. And once he knows he's made a vow for this, that he bends his mind, his effort to the task. He finds that instead of, as he planned, to learn 2 pages a day in order to cover during that period of time, he now finds he forces himself to learn 3 or 4 pages a day. That instead of 3 months, he finds that the month's time is depleted or even less than that. And if he continues at this pace, he finds he can cover much more than anticipated. So this is the advice that Menazal gives, that it's possible for a person to go through many Sforim, much more than is conceivable, if he devotes his mind to the task and realizes that every Sefer he goes through, he has gained access to a corner of the Torah, a hidden corner that's going to be his eventual. All the different facets of Torah, and there are so many. There is the Mikdash, the written Torah, the oral Torah, the Gemara, the Mishnayos, Gemara, the Farshim, the commentaries, the Sifrei Musa that speak about ethics, morals, arousing a person to devotion to Hashem, Sifrei Kabbalah, speak about the hidden aspects of the Torah. Of all these Sforim, Aben Ezal stressed one the most. He stressed this so strongly that he left a legacy, a will, a testament, an order. Those that followed Aben Ezal's advice, those that are devoted to Aben Ezal, in true faith, accept this as imperative. There is no missing out on this point. Aben Ezal said, of all this far, the most important one to learn daily, without fail, every single day of a person's life, or at least on those days that a person breathes. When he doesn't breathe for a day, he's excused. But every single day of his life, he must learn Shulchan Aruch, Poskim. That's one sefer, one limud that every person is required to learn, is compulsory to cover a portion of Shulchan Aruch every day.